This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Police in North Glen shot and killed a man last night after he barricaded himself inside an apartment with a woman and three children. North Glen police say they were there to arrest the man for violating his probation stemming from a prior attempted murder case. During negotiations to free the children, shots were fired from inside the apartment. The suspect then opened the patio door and police shot him. He was pronounced dead at a hospital. Governor Polis has signed a few bills into law that boosts abortion protections in Colorado. One of the measures expands insurance coverage for these procedures. Another aims to protect people who come to Colorado from other states for things like abortion and transgender surgery. In other news from the state capitol, it could soon be a felony to call in a false report of an active shooter. Right now, it's a misdemeanor, but a bipartisan bill moving through the legislature would change that. The bill comes after several schools went into lockdown recently after receiving fraudulent 911 calls. And the man who tackled the Colorado Rockies mascot at a recent game has turned himself into police. 45-year-old Kenneth Sonley was charged with assault and disturbing the peace. Dinger the dinosaur was not seriously hurt in the incident. In fact, after he was tackled, he got up and started dancing. Go, Dinger, go. It's going to be a little bit warmer along the Front Range today. Highs near 50 for Denver. This is CPR News and KRCC.